This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about those things that can drain our time. And I honestly believe I'm about to say something that might be unpopular, but social media, if not used carefully, can be an incredible time sink. The positive side, of course, is that it keeps us connected to family and friends, and it allows us to share positive, memorable moments that ordinarily may not have been shared. But if we are not careful, it can really drain our time. I happen to be in relationship with people who are on there all the time, and I think about some of the things that they could be foregoing, the opportunities that God wants to use them or bring a skill to the forefront, but their minds are so preoccupied in this social media space. And when I turn to the scriptures, I reflect on David and how he spent his time. And even though much of it was spent in a warrior-like mode, he was also a gifted harp player. He was a good dancer. He even spent time honing his archery skills. So David really shows us and is a good example of a person whom all that he had going on, he still knew how to use his time wisely. And he also teaches us about doing things in moderation. And so the words that remind me of this are, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heaven. Ecclesiastes 3:1. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, ask God for the strength to moderate that thing that has become a time sink in your life.